Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. I'm going to try doing the show tonight through Skype, so give me a shout out in the chat room if you can hear me just fine. Seems like I always have problems with something or other that's technical, and so I don't even know if you guys can hear me, but here I am. A couple things I want to talk about. I was just outside earlier in this nice big red moon in the southeast. It's like, wow. Because, you know, I wanted to talk about signs tonight. I was going to do that last Monday, and I couldn't get on my show. And so I'll do that tonight. Because you said I've been talking about signs for a long time, and I know when people hear signs, the first thing they think about is the scripture where it says something like a heathen, an adulterous nation, always looking after signs. And that doesn't apply to this. That was in reference to other things. Some people can't. We can hear you. I can hear you good. Okay, you guys can hear me fine. All right, well, good, because this allows me to use better equipment to try to do this show. To my signs, because this is what I've been waiting for. You know, we don't need signs to believe. We already believe that Yahushua died on the cross and rose again. We already believe that. We're not doubting Thomas's, the faithful. We don't need signs. We believe by faith. Because the Father, Yahushua said, if you don't have faith, it's childlike faith, then you can't come to him, because he wants you to be to accept him as childlike faith. And so all of you that believe this Damascus Road facade that fake apostle Paul preached, oh, I was on the road to Damascus and I was blinded by a large light. Yeah, from a UFO, not the God we believe in. And that makes God a liar, because he doesn't give anybody a blinding light road revelation to have them accept him and follow him. Otherwise, what's happened to all our loved ones? Why can't he give all our loved ones a blinding light road revelation so that they'll just follow him and quit doubting and quit hating and quit giving us a hard time for those who don't believe? You know, he wants us to come to him with childlike faith. He's not giving anybody a blinding road light revelation. So stuck on that fake apostle, I just want to scream. You know, I remember when it was one of the first things the Father revealed to me was about Paul, because growing up in a Baptist church, Paul's books were all I read. Of course, Matthew has always been my favorite, the most words in red. And James. James is contradictory to Paul. You can't have James and Paul in the same book and not call the Bible completely contradictory, because they teach opposites. And you know what? I will go with what the apostles, the real apostles, taught over a fake. And someone who had to kill off all his haters and resistors just so he could take the dominance in the KJV. They had to kill off all the haters. That's what the persecutions were about. Because the church hated Paul. They knew he was a false apostle. They knew he was false. They didn't accept him. Everyone quotes that one scripture in Peter where the KJV translated him as brother. Well, they were cousins. They're both from the tribes of Israel. Doesn't mean they accepted him as apostle, because they never did. If you read the real scriptures, read the homilies written by Peter. In Revelation chapter 3, it talks about the church of Ephesus and how they tested the fruits of the false ones and found them false. And it's talking about Paul. They were commended for rejecting him. They all need to pull your heads out of the sand, because you don't have much time. You have worship Paul. You don't worship Yahushua. You worship Paul and his lazy doctrines and his evil doctrines of devils. And you put up Christmas trees instead of honoring the Lord's appointed times and feasts. And then you wonder why you're left here behind. And you're all pounding, oh, there's going to be a rapture on the 23rd. Not for you. You're apostates. There's not going to be a rapture on the 23rd anyway. That's Satan's day. You know, I've been screaming for years about the wolves running the churches today. Does it get any clearer that they're all salivating over September 23rd? And they've got all the Christians salivating. And they're so dumb, they don't even know why they're salivating. They think there's going to be a rapture on that date. That's the date the entire occultic, satanic world is celebrating for the arrival of Lucifer to Earth. And you're all jumping in there celebrating with them. Are you serious? So mad at the modern Christians today. I don't even want to be called a Christian. Because, first of all, the believers in the early church were never called Christians. That was a term given to Paul's followers. First called Christians in Antioch, where Turkey, where the churches of Asia, where they hated Paul. They rejected Paul in Asia. But Christians can't even get beyond that. They'd be like, oh, Paul was an apostle. There was no 13 apostles. There was only 12. The biggest sign you've been duped and lied to over the ages is all right in the numbers. Matthias replaced Judas, not Paul. There's a huge sign right there how deceived you've been. This year, Feast of Trumpets, starting on September 21st. Well, guess what? In the Enochian calendar, the Feast of Trumpets starts on September 14th. What else happens on September 14th? Jupiter, if you want to go by there, the Virgo sign of Revelation 12. Jupiter is in the birth position on the 14th. Not the 23rd, the 14th. And then it leaves. So if there's going to be a birthing, an arrival on that date, it's the 14th. But let's play with the 23rd because that's what the Illuminati wants. But the reason the church is all hyped over it is because I think everything's going to happen in one day. That there's going to be a great war in heaven. Satan's going to be cast down to earth. And it says that the Christians will be taken to the wilderness. It says nothing about a rapture. It talks about the Jews running to the wilderness to be kept safe in their place, which is in Petra, in Jordan. To me, this is a little early. But considering the timeline we're on, whatever. Because I always said events will happen boom, 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 really quick. Now let's just dance around the month for a bit because it's already September 4th. This is like our grace week. This is like the lull before the storm. I already said September's going to be a month to remember. And in the last show, I mentioned New York City being hit by hurricane. And you notice later that day, the 100 of videos that came out about New York City being hit by Irma. I was the first one to mention it because I don't even know if it's going to be hit by Irma or a different one. I see water coming from two different directions, destroying New York City. I see water. I don't see wind. I see water. And so that's all I can say is water destroys New York City. And I'm seeing it on September 20th. I see it coming down through Long Island Sound. Because if you want to destroy the UN or sabotage the UN, then it sits right off the Long Island Sound. And it's 10 feet from the water, literally. And that big building you see on TV isn't even the real UN. The real UN's across the street, the one they all use. But let's play their little game and act like the little building with the flags all around it is the actual real UN. It sits 10 feet off the water. So I see water coming down Long Island Sound. Also, last time, if you remember in 2012, I had a mission in New York City. We put an Oregon wall all around Manhattan. A month later, 2 months later, they put that hurricane up through there. And they couldn't. Their idea, their plan was to sink Manhattan. They wanted to put it at the bottom of the Hudson. This is back in the Obama years. Their plan was to sink Manhattan. If we hadn't put that Oregon wall up around Manhattan, it would have been on the bottom of the Hudson. They couldn't get near it. They ended up hitting Staten Island and New Jersey instead. The winds were thwarted away from Manhattan and they got water damage. So now, you fast forward 5 years. Maybe I can't count. Yeah, it's 5 years. And here they come again with plan number two. Well, we can't hit it with winds. We'll get it with water. So now they're coming at it to destroy Manhattan with water. Now, every time you guys hear about New York destruction, you automatically assume a particular faction's behind it. Oh, the bad guys are against it. It's the Bush regime, it's the cabal, it's the dark New World Order crowd. They're the ones trying to destroy the UN and Wall Street to prevent an RV and all this. You know what? Let me tell you something, because you'll never believe it, but let me tell you anyway. These supposed ascended masters that you New Agers so much worship on these Dinar boards and art revaluation boards, they're evil. And they do much of the damage that you blame the cabal for, because they play both sides. They play both sides. Maitreya works through Obama all the time. He's the one practically running deep state. And you all hyped Jermaine. Oh, he's the money man. He's the economy man. And this is the regime I've been warning you was coming in. It's going to be the last regime on earth that takes over the world. And they come in disguised as gurus and world teachers. And, oh, we're going to make everybody rich, and we're going to heal the woes of mankind. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Oh, they might let you have some money because it's going to be meaningless. It's going to be points on a digital computer screen. And then the computers go down, and you don't have any access to it. Or you have to get a chip implant showing your loyalty to Lucifer. And so you're going to be at a crossroads. Do I get chip implanted and lose my soul? Or do I just walk away from all this money I have? Some of you in love with your money will get a chip implant, and then you'll be completely destroyed. Wake up and smell the coffee, folks. They are not world teachers. They are world destroyers. They play both sides of the chessboard because they own the chessboard. Rothschild doesn't have all that money. He's in control of it as the human front, but it's not all his. He just manages it, holds it for them. He's always been Satan's contact on Earth, direct contact, the Rothschild family. Then you have the Pope and the Queen Lizard. They really don't know what to do with the UK, because in all their models, the UK is sunk. And I think I've told you that I don't see the UK sunk, so... Simply because the Bible says it's not. I mean, if the mother of Babylon watches her inception and then watches her destruction, then America is destroyed before anything ever happens to the UK, because UK is the mother of United States, the mother of Babylon. People want to say Babylon is Rome. I encourage you to read my article on why America is Babylon, because if you tear apart the scriptures of the Old Testament, even look at them for 2 seconds, Rome doesn't qualify. Rome's not the largest exporter of vehicles in the world. It's not the large importer or exporter of anything except evil and pedophilia, child trafficking, and drugs. That's what Rome is involved in. That's their big trade. Jeremiah, Isaiah, all the prophets of the Old Testament, all of the scriptures they gave in description of last days Babylon, doesn't hold to anybody but the United States. It's the United States. And all the Masons all these years have tried to keep the Christians in the dark by saying, oh, America's not in prophecy, Babylon is Rome. That has been the standard tow line that they all preach. And they're Masons, Jack Van Impe, Hal Lindsey. They're towing the Masonic line to keep Christians in the dark about who and what they really are and how America plays in prophecy. America was taken over to become Satan's empire on earth. How many underground bases do we have? We have hundreds. Hundreds of these dumbs and doabs where they try to do their work underground. It's destruction, nothing but destruction coming, folks. Because if you look at energy, it's food to them. They don't need food to survive. They need energy. Energy is like spinach to them. It's what feeds them and empowers them. They need energy to operate in this dimension. It's called Loosh. I wrote an article on this called The Netmasters. And they use this Loosh. It's their food source, so they can operate in this dimension. Now, how do you produce this food source? By bad things. They need death. They need suffering. there is a low vibrational energy, and I'm not New Age. I'm just saying the way it is. New Age has adopted all the stuff because the Christians ignored it and went to sleep on it. Everything resonates on energy. Even when the Lord said, let there be light, it resonated on energy. That's why it was created. Everything resonates on an energy level. And when you die, and when you suffer, it's all an energy level. It creates, death is a certain energy level. It's a low energy vibrational level. And so to them, it's like food. That's what they operate on. That's their food source. So they want people to suffer, and they want people to die. So tell me what great beings these are. They're coming to Earth, the world, for peace and prosperity and safety and security. Wake up, folks, before it's too late, before you find yourself on a UFO, before you find yourself being implanted with a RFID chip implant, selling your soul to Satan. There's no forgiveness for that. Exchanging your soul, actually. Okay, I'll get the chip. Now give me access to my bank account. Some of you are going to be so stupid. I have videos on the chip implant, so go to my channel. Another thing is I joined Patreon.com. You can find me there at Sherry Schreiner. And this allows people to send your tithes and monthly support straight to me off Patreon. I know a lot of people want to tithe and give offerings and alms, and that's great because you know what? You should tithe to the person who feeds you. You should tithe to the shepherd that feeds you. I've been feeding you folks for years. I should have your support. So many think you have to go to a church built with walls to support them and give your tithes and offerings to them, and you're just feeding wolves. You're feeding wolves. Your fruit goes nowhere. Let it go somewhere good. Y'all know I'm a prophet of the Most High. I've been stood up for him since 2000, 2001. Look at the grief I've had to go through. You know, I get emails all the time about people who are chip implanted and they want help with their chip implants, how to get rid of them. I have a website or an article on it, page at it, watchyourfiles.com on detecting chips. You know, everybody has chips. Everybody already has them. They've been giving them to us in our vaccines since we were born. Vaccines, flu shots. Even the air you breathe now, they put nanoparticle chips in the chemtrails. Everybody has chips. They're tracking chips. They don't matter. Ask the Lord to malfunction them. It's as simple as that. Ask him to cause them to malfunction. Get a magnet. Neodyne magnets will deactivate a lot of those old chip implants. There is nothing that is going to deactivate the one coming out to join Lucifer's kingdom, because it's not necessarily about the physical aspect. When you get the chip implant, you're physically and spiritually in unity, you're unified to join Lucifer's kingdom on Earth because you're joining, getting that chip implant. That's just a sign, outward sign. It's the ultimate rejection of the Father. Because as you know, it's always been a spiritual war on Earth. You follow one or the other. There's no gray areas. All the gray areas go to Satan on default. Just because you don't want to believe Satan exists doesn't mean he doesn't. Just means you're stupid. Satan exists. Hell exists. You can only serve one God. One can be your God. It's going to be the Father, or it's going to be Satan. People say Satan and Lucifer aren't the same being. Give me a break. They're just different monikers, different names for the same being. Red moon tonight. Huge. Interesting, huh? What did I say about the red moons? When I asked the Father what to watch for, to know the pole flip was coming, he said to watch for red moons. That was the sign. Red moons. Open the door up for the show. Look outside. There is a red moon. People have been reporting red moons ever since my show when I said to watch for red moons. We're also waiting for the sign that we're leaving. I told you there are three raptures. Now, I was never a big fan of the rapture doctrines, especially not the ones the way the church teaches it, because it's not going to be anything like that. Oh, no. There is the first group, the first fruits, the firstborn, which are the elect. Because if you look at the definition for elect in Hebrew, it's firstborn, first fruits. That is a different group set apart from the bride. The bride is a different group than the elect. Two different groups. Now, the elect are leaving soon. Some of them will be left here by design, but most of them will be taken. Some of the bride will go with the elect by design. Most of them will be left here. It's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture. But the first group leaving is going to be very small. And it's basically their reward for their service on earth. One thing I'll tell you, they're not apostates. They're not celebrating Easter bunnies and putting up Nimrod Christmas penis trees. Because they follow the Lord and he was able to pull them out of their apostasies and follow the truth. There's a handful of the bride that would even qualify for that. They're going to be leaving soon. Everyone says soon, soon. I know. We all want to hit our heads in unison against the wall when we hear the word soon. If we stay on the timeline we're on, and this is the problem with calendars and timelines, because things can change within a day. Like, look how fast the sun stopped setting in the northwest and went back to setting in the west. That happened overnight. Because now it's back in the west. And we were degrees, just degrees away from a complete pole flip. But the pole flip is still coming. We're still seeing the red moons. Still the sign. The pole flip's coming. It's just been, I don't know what's going on with it. Delayed a little bit. When I see the sign, then I will announce it. He has told me he will show me a sign when the first, when the elect are leaving, the firstborn, the first group. When I see that, I expect to see it sometime this month. I'll go ahead and say that. And when I see it, I will let my people know, because I know. That my frontline people, the ones who have been supporting me all these years, will be with me when I leave, when I know I'm leaving. So, and I'm the one getting the sign, you know. I had to die. I got an email. America's prophet, Jonathan Kahn. Really? He's calling himself America's prophet? He's a con. He's nothing but a con man. The Illuminati stood him up. You know how much it costs to send an email for WorldNet Daily? $8,000 to $12,000 to have them send an email to their list to promote your book or whatever it is you're promoting. It costs thousands of dollars. That's why I could never afford to have them promote my books. Because only the sharks and wolves can afford them. Because they get their money from the sharks and wolves are supported by them. $12,000 to have WorldNet Daily send out an email. Jonathan Kahn's a con. And watch these guys when they speak. They just blink incessantly. They're synthetic robotoids. Fake humans. September 14th is a good day to watch for. I'll just throw that out there. And that is, the 11th is Monday. I love this weekend coming up. You can read between the lines. I love the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then the 14th is a Thursday. And that's kind of wild, because the Thursday's always kind of been, it's hard to separate the occultic world from God's timeline. Because they bastardize everything, all the days, all the numbers, everything. I hate what they do to Father stuff. But the 14th is a Thursday. And Thursdays and Fridays have always been strong days for things to happen on the New Age front. Like Sananda or the Ascended Masters arriving. It's always been Thursday and Friday. I mean, I've had Sananda tell me himself, we're going to come in on Thursday. And then they never show up because they try and they get sabotaged by the Orgone Air, which is really funny. People think my Orgone is magical rocks. It's the only thing that's ever worked in destroying evil. And you know why it works? Because I got it directly from the Father. And people, when they mock me, they mock the Father. Because he's the one who showed us how to defend ourselves and tear down the strongholds of the New World Order and destroy Satan's kingdom on earth. And he led us to the Orgone. He led us to the pebbles and the rock that would tear down the giants, to the trumpets that would blow down their cities. People don't think God has a plan for every war he wants to win. He leads his people to war. It's our trumpet, it's our pebbles. And it's been very effective, very effective. We've crashed over 18,000 of their UFOs. Every month it goes up. They can't operate in orgone-saturated air. America is so saturated with the orgone, the Air Force couldn't even fly their F-35 fleet. They had to ground it. Why? Because it was based on alien technology, and our orgone melts alien technology. It melts it. They're saying, oh, but they couldn't breathe in it. Well, it was an oxygen problem. That's because they had non-humans trying to fly these planes, and the orgone, they can't breathe. It asphyxiates them. It suffocates them. Non-humans is a huge factor in the world today, because a couple months ago when I did my one show that 1 in 4 people were fake humans, it's probably 2 in 4 by now. It's huge. We're being surrounded by fake humans. And what happened in Noah's day? 8 people left on Earth that weren't contaminated with alien DNA. There was only 8 real humans left. Father had to have him build an ark and save. That was his way of dealing with it. Build an ark. I'm not rescuing you. I'm not rapturing them. He made them build an ark. His ways are not our ways, folks. Where was Noah's rapture? You know, why did he have to spend all that time building this huge ark and then having to, you know, all the animals coming in. That would have been a riot, you know. That's the real truth in regards to that, but y'all can't even handle the milk crumbs. I mean, my people can, but there's such a huge difference between the elect and the bride, because the elect can hear truth and grab onto it and run with it, and the bride just hisses and hates everything. Can't deal with them. Wake up, bride. Grow a pair of feet. Quit being led like sheep to the slaughter. You know, I've been saying for years, go to the Father and sit at his feet. Ask him for the truth in all things, because only he can remove the blindness from your eyes. He can remove the blindness. He can take the blocks off your ears. Some of you are just so demon-possessed, you don't even recognize the spirit. You ought to be drinking your alcohol all the time. They want everybody online to think you're a great Christian. You're out there doing your drugs and your opioids and drinking your alcohols. They want everybody to think what a great Christian you are. You're such a liar. Most of you are such liars. I won't even deal with most of them, because I just asked the Father, are they one of yours? When they send me their hisses and hates and their messages, they're not even the Father's. Their armchair quarterback sitting behind a computer acting like they're Christians. That's the thing about the internet. You never know who or what you're dealing with. That's why I just asked Father, are they yours? Is this one yours? I think a lot of you would be surprised at how the Father sees you, your ministries, your witchcrafts, your abominations in his name. And that's why the majority of the Christians, the bride, the church, are left. not going to be a rapture for them. They're going to be left. And it's going to be a huge wake-up call. And they either get it right at that point and start repentance and renewing the relationships with the Father in righteousness and holiness, or they get left again when the second group leaves. There's three groups leaving. The last group will leave at the time of mass chip enforcement. That means when it's being enforced upon the whole world, the last group, the Church of Philadelphia. See, Asia talks about the seven churches of Asia. It's supposed to represent the era of the types of Christians in the last days. Notice it's the bride. It's the churches of Asia, because that was all Paul's stuff. It was all Paul's churches in Asia. He went to Asia and established churches. So a remnant of Paul's believers, which people call Christians today, a remnant of Paul's believers will actually make it in the last rapture. The apostles' followers were called people of the way, or Yehudites. When we look at it in English, it looks like Judahites, but there was no J in the English language, so it's Yehudites. That's what they called themselves, Yehudites. Or people of the way. They didn't call themselves Christians. That was Paul's followers, his camp. But today everybody just embraces the term Christian to signify the fact that you're a born-again believer, that you believe in the death and resurrection of God's son, Yahushua. Of course, most of you call him Jesus. He wasn't given the name Jesus till the 1600s. That's why when these Christians today, they get all bold. They say, oh, well, Joseph Flavius is the famous Jewish historian's lying because he can't find Jesus Christ in the early history annals of back and whenevers. And that's because there was no name that existed by that name, no person. His name Yehoshua ben David or Yehoshua ben Joseph. Joseph was his father, but he came from the line of David. And it's not so far out there. I come from the line of David. My line goes all the way to David's. A remnant has always existed. Small. It's a remnant that has the truth. The majority is always wrong. The majority will lead you on the highway to hell. And yet people think that's the way to be. But the majority... you need to sit at the Father's feet and ask him to teach you the truth in all things. Okay, so what do we got coming up? We got Hurricane Irma, which I was looking at a map earlier. It looks like it's heading straight for the Space Command complex in Tampa. So I had a nice laugh over that. yeah, I've been told to get off the coastlines for how long, so don't expect my pity. I don't pity you people on the coastlines. Sorry, I don't. I've been warning for years to get off the coastlines. Get your Oregon up. Get your walls up, and the Lord will protect whom he chooses. Look at all the ones he protected in Texas. Couldn't afford to leave, didn't have a way to leave, but got their Oregon out and were protected from the high winds. The Lord will protect whom he chooses. Otherwise, you need to get away from the coastline. What do you think Nibiru's going to do when it comes closer in? Or when the asteroid crashes in the Atlantic? Or the comet crashes in the Atlantic, and the asteroid crashes in the Indian Ocean, over there by Indonesia. It's going to destroy the islands and the coastlines of every continent on the planet. South America is going to be obliterated. And so Central America ain't even going to exist anymore. It makes me laugh because all these rich gurus, they run to Costa Rica and they run to Panama and they think that these southern countries are going to protect them, be safe havens. You are not going to be protected. Oh, no. Because of your policies and your plans, you've put everybody in this world in jeopardy in a position that we're in to be in the time of the tribulation. You will not be protected from what you have caused to come on this planet. There is no way in God's judgment that you will find a place far enough, high enough, low enough, inside enough, outside enough. You will not be safe. You will like be magnets for destruction. And if the weather doesn't get you, destroyer angels will. You can mark my words. Coming after all of you. Your underground bases are going to become tombs. So all the money you stole from the American people, you can shove it up your arses, because we're going to destroy everything you built with it. All of your underground bases will be flooded. Earthquakes will just be, they'll be destroyed by earthquakes, fire, and water, by floods. Every one of them. You cannot run. You cannot hide. We're coming after you. And it's God's judgment. So y'all thought you'd be protected, and you're so smug in your mockeries against Christians and the Lord's people and the Father himself. We're going to be the ones with the last laughs. Because you know what you do when you kill a Christian? You send them home to heaven, dummies. You think we care? We get to go home to heaven to be with the Father. You know where you're going? You're going to the lake of fire. You're going to go join Rothschild and Rockefeller, because they're already in there. What you're looking at here on earth is fake humans. Most of your leaders are already in the belly of hell, and that's where you're going. You're going to go join them. And all you people who thought you could run, take your families and run to protect yourselves from all the evil you've done and helped with, no, you're going to be joining all your buddies in the lake of fire. It's time of the judgment, folks, of the wicked. Yeah, they're going to come after the Christians. They're going to come after the Lord's people, his light on earth. We get to go home, spend eternity in heaven. They're going to go to hell. And you know what? When you look at the tribulation period, it's the removal of the wicked on the earth. It's judgment time. Judgment time. Yeah. I can't wait for the last half of the trip. Dad's judgment, Father's judgment on the world. Because we get the help. We get the help. And they can't run far enough, fast enough, and good enough. Anyway. This is going to be, to me, this is like the law week. Get your stuff done. I've been working on projects. I could use your financial support to finish these projects. I need them done by next week. You can support me at SherryShriner.com. Hit the donate page. Get your own projects done. Whatever it is the Father's been leading you to do, get them done. That nagging, that small voice in your spirit. Listen to it, folks. Your intuition. He speaks to you, and people think it's their intuition. Good enough. Learn how to recognize how he speaks to you. Anyway, I'll be back on Monday, or this is Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday. And we'll see what the hurricanes are doing by then and what they have planned for hurricanes on the 20th, because that's going to be the real dates to watch for. Anyway, folks, till Wednesday. God bless.